In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When in doubt, dear faithful, hope. When we doubt what to do, when we doubt what to think, when we doubt what to say amidst a world that is gone mad, when in doubt, let us hope. The sacred scriptures of today's Holy Mass for the second Sunday of Advent speak about this great virtue of hope. A virtue that nevertheless remains quite aloof to us and difficult for us to grasp and therefore difficult to practice. If our intellect is dim to understanding what this virtue is, then our will never rise from the lethargy to practice this virtue with supernatural confidence in Almighty God, who is not only the end and goal of this virtue, but also the one who provides the means, the supernatural and divine means to practice it. Hope, therefore, is a theological virtue. It is a theological virtue. And therefore, it has God as its end and also its means. Almighty God is the very means by which we attain God as the end of hope. Like faith and charity, we know that we aspire to God, but we also must understand that faith, hope, and charity as theological virtues, the only way to attain the goal that they give is by relying on God that you get there, not on your own. Hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our true and never-ending happiness. Placing our total trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Ghost. Dear faithful, do not underestimate the power of the virtue of true hope. It is the very power of the Holy Ghost himself. By your baptism, Jesus Christ has promised you eternal life. And despite everything that might happen against you in this world, that your heritage and destiny is not in this world. It is in heaven. Through baptism, Almighty God has planted the anchor of your soul in eternity. And he has never taken away from you the rope that is attached to that anchor to hang on to at all times during life. It is the means by which we will attain the goal that we desire so much. Almighty God provides everything that you need to get to heaven. And although the storms around you may distract you and cause you to discouragement and even tempt you to despair, when in doubt, dear faithful, hope, and hope in the promises of God. That is why hope is often depicted as an anchor in Christian symbolism. It is the anchor of our soul. It is the anchor of our supernatural life in grace, which of course begins in faith and culminates and shall last forever in eternity. But without that constant aspiration for heaven and constantly holding on to that rope which will get us there, we lose hope. And therefore, our faith and our charity are in jeopardy. During this holy season of Advent, when we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ, yes, in the flesh at Christmas, and celebrate His true birth, but also at the end of time and at the end of each one of your lives, when you shall see Him face to face, hold on to that hope. And in the midst of so many things that try to take it away, let us pray daily an act of hope, renewing our desire for eternal life and in our confidence in Almighty God that He will keep His promise to bring us there, provided that we persevere and remain faithful until the end. Today, during this novena to the Immaculate Conception, this novena that we celebrate and by which we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary in a most particular way, this novena that we unite ourselves to all of the apostolates of the Institute of Christ the King throughout the world, this day we honor our Blessed Mother as Mother of Good Counsel. And as she always does, with very few but powerful words, listen to what she has to tell you today. Listen to the good counsel she wishes to give your souls. When in doubt, hope. O Almighty God, relying on the infinite goodness and on Thy promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins, the help of Thy grace, and life everlasting through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.